Touching Down in Melbourne. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and this is my entry to the Reflections on Nursing Leadership magazine under the Connecting Continents column, and it's the entry of the 14th of August 2018. This is a retrospective entry, as I've only recently returned to the UK from a three-week vacation in Australia, and for the first time, New Zealand. The vacation was punctuated by a flying, literally, visit to the Sigma International Nursing Research Conference in Melbourne. I was based in Brisbane with my family, where winter is like summer in the UK. Getting off the Sunday evening flight in Melbourne, the weather was very different, cold and windy. I went into town to meet two very good friends, Professor David Thompson of Queen's University Belfast, UK, and Professor Philip Derbyshire, now an international consultant and inspirational speaker. David, one of the UK's leading cardiovascular nurses with a stellar international profile, was my predecessor here at the University of Hull, and I've known him well for the past 20 years. Philip and I go back to my earliest days in nursing when, between 1974 to 1978, I worked as a nursing auxiliary during university vacations. Philip was an inspirational staff nurse at the time, and has since progressed to being one of the best-known faces in nursing in the UK and Australia, where he made his home many years ago. Along with another old friend and former Hull colleague, Professor Linda Shields of Charles Sturt University, Australia, Philip and I presented a symposium at the Sigma Conference about the problematic rise in number of the predatory journals and conferences. We titled the session Fighting the Fakes, and we were delighted on the final day and the early morning slot to have 40 participants. The session caused a buzz, and in addition to some invitations to speak back in Australia, I've been asked to do a piece on predatory publishers for Reflections on Nursing Leadership, which will be my next entry. Later that day, I flew back to Brisbane. My vacation, shared with the long-suffering Mrs. Watson and my youngest daughter Rebecca and boyfriend George, took in Brisbane, the Gold Coast and Byron Bay in Australia. My family have a beach house on the Gold Coast, and I had barely opened my first beer on the balcony when we spotted the spouts of humpback whales migrating along the Pacific coast. At Byron Bay, the most easterly point in Australia, we were entertained by dozens of humpbacks spouting and rearing themselves out of the water. A truly moving and memorable experience to see these leviathans gracefully making their way north, oblivious to our attention. A week in Australia was followed by 10 days in the North Island of New Zealand. We spent time in Auckland before taking the 10-hour Northern Explorer train to Wellington through some outstanding scenery. Wellington was wonderful, and I managed to run 10 miles along some of the most beautiful coastline I've ever seen. We had lunch with another old friend, Dr. David Prentice, former chief executive of the multinational New Zealand company Opus, and now chairing the New Zealand Government Interim Committee on Climate Change. My two middle daughters were bridesmaids at his wedding in the UK when we worked together at the University of Edinburgh. Finally, we hired a car and drove to Napier, rebuilt in the Art Deco style after its destruction by an earthquake in 1931, then on to Rotorua to witness the geothermal geysers and smell the sulphur. A truly extraordinary place. Our final day in New Zealand was back in Auckland, followed by an overnight in Hong Kong and home. Next entry in this column will be from Turkey.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.